The phrase impervious surface is used by city planners, developers, real estate agents, lawyers, and citizens in Maryland and beyond. So what are they talking about? How water flows, or more accurately, doesn't flow. Impervious surfaces are those through which water cannot penetrate, and most developed areas rely on impervious surfaces in the form of roads, parking lots, highly compacted surfaces like athletic fields, or construction sites, concrete canals, even the roofs of every building, from big box stores to our homes. All of them prevent rainwater from doing its thing, which is to naturally percolate through the soil and into streams and aquifers. Like a sponge, the soil soaks up and releases water slowly, much like a filter. By far the largest contributions to impervious surface area in almost any community are surfaces built for our cars. Impervious surfaces like roads and parking lots don't sponge or filter. Instead, they act like sluices, funneling huge volumes of urban water speedily into storm drains and sewers, overwhelming them and damaging local streams and watersheds. One recent study indicates that when the imperviousness of a watershed exceeds 15%, stream health invariably gets rated below acceptable standards. According to the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, impervious surfaces are harmful to streams for three reasons: water quantity, quality, and temperature. This too much, too fast flow of water from roads and roofs, imagine watering your lawn with a fire hose, causes stream bed erosion, severe degradation of the habitat for fish and aquatic insects, and increased sedimentation and debris in the water column. If you've ever fished for trout, you know how important cool, clear streams are. The formula is simple. No cool, clean, well-oxygenated stream water means no trout. Regarding water quality, the DNR notes that pollutants such as spilled gasoline, engine oil, heavy metals, detergents, fertilizers, and pesticides accumulate on impervious surfaces during dry periods, then are flushed directly into nearby streams by heavy rainfall. This polluted runoff is toxic to stream life. And finally, temperature. In the summer, when rainwater falls on hot pavement, the water becomes superheated as it flows into your local stream. Animals like trout and salamanders suffer and can die from these instantaneous hot baths. In fact, there are certain species of salamanders so sensitive to habitat disruption that they disappear from watersheds where there is less than 1% of impervious land cover. Stream habitats across the state are adversely affected by urban sprawl, but it's not just animals that live in or near them that are paying a price. We are too. Every Maryland citizen lives within 15 minutes of a stream or river, and our health is closely tied to theirs. Polluted runoff increases accumulation of E. coli bacteria and with it drinking water contamination. The Environmental Protection Agency's most recent National Water Quality Inventory noted that runoff from urbanized areas is the leading source of water quality impairments. So, what can be done? Developers are working with biologists and wetland ecologists to create man-made wetlands that mimic the percolating effect of the natural stream banks and uplands. Individuals and families can install rain barrels and living roofs, choose biodegradable detergents, and let their lawns go fallow in the summer. And engineers are working to create roadways made of porous concrete that looks a lot like a Rice Krispie treat, but can stand up to traffic. For all of us, the goal must be to keep fast, superheated, and polluted runoff out of our streams, and to let nature guide the way we develop the land. A healthier habitat for salamanders and trout is every bit as healthy for humans. For more information on impervious surfaces, salamanders, and porous concrete, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.